had been 20,160 minutes since she had left, and I had counted every single one. My eyes skittered toward the large clock on the other side of the room. 61 now.
So, a giant-scaled winged beast destroys half of Silver City and just disappears?
The anchor woman shifts in her seat as she stares at me. Jill was her name, right? Or was it Jasmine? Scorching hot metal bit at my skin as I pushed a large sheet off of me. I dug myself out of the hole my body had made when I crashed to the street. My ears rang, and when I touched them, my fingers came away wet. The silver shine on them told me everything I needed to know. Blood. She had screamed so loud, it had burst my eardrums. I threw my head back as another heart-shattering roar lit up the sky. It was pain and anger and utter heartbreak. It shook the nearby windows, and I wondered if it could be heard through the realms. One mighty clap of wings, then another, and she was airborne. Thunder cracked the sky in her wake, the speed of her ascent displacing the air. Lights and sirens bellowed on the street as flames tickled the buildings all around me. I couldn't stop thinking about our time together. Every second from the first to the last, Diana's words echoed as if we were back at that cursed mansion.
Pinky promise, I will never abandon you, Your Highness.
Her smile awoke something in me. And for the first time in a millennium, I felt the ice I'd encased my heart in